And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Coming up this year, what's been going on, one of the things that have been going on is Northfield revising the comprehensive plan. And it's a long process, probably more than a year in the making. Joining us now from the city of Northfield is Jake Riley. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. This is part of our kind of ongoing series, year-long series on the comprehensive plan. We check in once a month with somebody from the plan. You get the honors today, so let's talk about that. We're hitting the midway mark of the year. The year's almost halfway over.
Hard to believe.
I know you'd hope to have the new one enacted, I guess, or adopted by the end of the year or thereabouts. Is everything going towards that direction now?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we're well on our way to a great plan that the community can be proud of and see themselves reflected in. That was one of the, I think, primary goals when I first got here, was to ensure that as many people who live in Northfield as possible would be able to give input and have that input reflected in the plan. Right now, we're kind of in between the evaluation and plan writing phases. We've been spending a lot of time with the consultant team looking at their analysis and then right-sizing it, I guess, for Northfield. Not ground truthing's not quite the right term, but making sure that the folks who actually live and work here every day see that the analysis makes sense to them, and then therefore the outcomes or the goals that we have and the way we get there will also hopefully make sense.
Let's talk about those people who analyze all of that, advisors that you have working on this. What are they putting together, and how do they kind of distill this down?
It's kind of an iterative process. For the most part, I'd say they take existing data, and then also gather their own information just from people's experiences, right? Interviewing people, talking to people, doing the community engagement component. And then we're fortunate in Northfield in that we have so many folks who have been involved, who are still involved, who were involved in the 2008 plan, and are trying to make sure that the 2045 Horizon plan really can be implemented clearly. In the long arc of Northfield planning, starting in 1966, the policy direction has really been very consistent all the way across the board, sort of that very progressive, you know, natural resources focused, livability, great places for people to live, shop, go to school, etc. That continues today with a little bit of, you know, modern wrinkles to it. And then as we learn how to get things done differently or better or more efficiently, those come in there too. So they take a lot of existing data. They right-size that or ground truth it with community members then put it together. And we've got kind of three separate groups of consultants working on things that will all coalesce into a plan that both reflects the community has achievable outcomes. And that was one thing I wanted to mention actually on the radio today, is one of the greatest things about comprehensive planning, which I don't know if you know this, but it was
I know all the great things.
Well, here's a great thing for everybody to learn. Okay. The 1965 Municipal Planning Act was passed Northfielder Karl Rolvag was the governor. Mm-hmm. He's a DFLer. And that's when the Planning Act was created in order to ensure that everybody had a uniform procedure for implementing, you know, how things get done in the community. Mm-hmm. And that was further sort of invested in the subsequent governor, who was a Republican, and he really took it even farther.
Al Quie.
Somebody in between Al. There are two in between Al. There's that young guy whose name I can never remember, and then I forget who
Sandy
came after
Anderson.
Rolvag, but Levander. Levander was the mm-hmm. next one after that. Mm-hmm. So he really sort of expanded on the idea of this, like, orderly and economical development patterns in municipalities. And so one of the greatest things about comp planning is that those policy directions kind of stay the same no matter how many changes there are to elected positions. But how things get done can be changed. That's why we do strategic planning, you know, those five-year plans that I'm sure that City Administrator Martig and Mayor Rhonda Pownell have come and talked to you about multiple times. But I think that's kind of a fun thing to think about, especially as we're going into an election year, is that policy direction is really solid and has been here in Northfield since 1966, so right after that Municipal Planning Act was passed at the legislature. But how it gets done and how we use that plan to guide how things get done, how we spend our dollars and where and when, that's where the rubber meets the road mm-hmm. on comp planning, and we're about to get into that part.
Oh, interesting.
That was a lot of me. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. No,
okay. We've been checking in with Betsy Buck, one of the members, and she has been talking about making a plan that's actually very actionable.
Yes.
Executable.
Yes, that's a great word for it. Absolutely.
Is a priority this year. So you're now getting to the point where you have to write that down, and devil's in the details.
That's right. That's right.
Who actually writes all that? Will it be a complete rewrite, or are you just going to add some amendments and maybe some adjustments in the wording or whatever?
It really is a complete rewrite. It really mm-hmm. reflects even though the policy direction is the same, right, like kind of where we're going is the same, how we're going to write it and how it's going to be communicated to the general public is going to be really different. We're hoping it's going to be I always want people to read comp plans, and I know that they rarely do, but we're hoping that this one is very, you know, it's compact, it's easy to read, it's easy to understand, whether you're 8 or 80 or anywhere in between or after 80, because we've got plenty of people. You know, Northfield's a great place to live and thrive in your older years, so I'm hoping people will read it because it's going to be readable.
Now, does Northfield have does the committee have their own, you know, Thomas Jefferson or James Madison on it that eloquently writes all this, or will it be a kind of a group thing?
I think there's going to be a little bit back and forth. The comp plan consultant team, they'll handle the bulk of the writing, but I know that I certainly have very high standards for written work, and I know that co-chair of the steering committee, Tracy Heisler, does as well. Mm-hmm. And I know the community does as well. So we'll make sure that not only is it readable, but it's also well-written. Those two things go hand in hand, right?
I'm looking forward to spending hours looking over that, perusing.
Hopefully it'll be short. You won't have to spend hours.
Hey, maybe somebody can get that to me for Christmas.
We'll mail it to you wherever you are, somewhere warm, I hope.
Yeah, Christmas there we have it. I'll have some entertaining reading. So what about this month? Are you going straight into the to the writing process sometime in, I guess this month, July, actually? Do you take a little break for the 4th of July and get back after it? Or?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we'll start to see some really some written portions of the plan in July. We have a steering committee hopefully coming up here in July, just get nailing the details down on that. And then we'll be doing engagement. It's been wet, so engagement team hasn't been out talking to people yet, but in July we'll have a table at the third Thursday in July. Too wet last week. Mm-hmm. Also, at a handful of other events, pop-up events, we'll have just letting people know where we are and how things are going and keeping it, you know, front of mind for folks.
All right. Looking for, it has been too wet. <That's>, in a nutshell, folks, it's just too wet.
It's just too wet.
We can't think about planning. All right. Jake, anything else you'd like to pass along?
Just that I'm really excited for folks to see this plan and to keep giving us their input. We're continuing to take information and make sure that it is really, it's not written by a bunch of people who aren't here and who don't really understand what makes Northfield really special, making sure that we're getting that, it's not a canned plan. It's mm-hmm. very Northfield specific, and that is going to be accessible. And so if folks, I want to hear from folks, you know, if it's not working for them, then we make it work for everybody.
All right. And we'll let people know those listening times and dates and places. So, Jake, thank you so much for being here. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we'll talk to you again probably sometime soon, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Jake Riley from the city of Northfield. Once